T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk to New England Patriots running back James White. It's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors, right from the ground up. Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
We're good. Great, thank you. The offense looked like it was a step up from what we had seen here of late, especially that opening drive. How did you assess how the offense performed last night?
Well, I know we wanted to get off to a fast start versus division opponent on the road. I think we did that, and you know, we just tried to keep the foot on the gas for 4 quarters. And obviously, there's still things we need to improve on, but I thought it was a good way to go out there and get a big win.
On that pass up the sideline, did you think you were gone on that?
Yeah, I did. I definitely thought I was.
I thought so, too.
That's one of the worst feelings, but it happens.
Oh, my God, it happens every single week. You see it with everybody all the time. But, like, when you see it right in front of you and then you just get hit and just in the right way and then you step out of bounds. I mean, but was that something that you guys knew that you could – obviously, you're a huge part of the passing game every single week, but was that something going into this matchup in particular? I think when you look at the defensive line for the Jets, it's very good, even though the team has been struggling this year. They have a lot of big-name guys up front. Was attacking them that way something that even before the game started you knew you guys were going to be doing?
I mean, honestly, we do whatever it takes to win, and whatever's flowing, you know, once we get started out there, that's what we're going to do, whether it's running the ball, passing the ball. And we got a lot of different guys make some plays for us. So, I mean, that's when it's best for our offense, and everybody's touching it, and everybody's, you know, going out there competing and giving their best.
You've got a new player who will be joining your team today and presumably on the practice field tomorrow. What is involved in the entire offense helping a guy like Mohamed Sanu get up to speed as quickly as he can?
I mean, for us, I mean, when he gets in the building, that's when I know it's actually confirmed and whatnot. But he's a good football player, and when he gets here, we'll do whatever we can to help him, you know, learn the offense as fast as possible.
So sort of speaking to that same point, I mean, last night you have two new tight ends. He played 6 games with two tight ends. Both of those guys were hurt. So Ben Watson and Eric Thomason get thrown in there. How did you feel that those guys were able to do in their debuts?
They did well to come in on 1 week. And, you know, Ben was obviously here during training camp and stuff, but in a short week and learning everything and going out there and playing well, making some plays for us, blocking and adjusting to the different looks that the Jets gave us is really impressive what those guys did for us. They were a big help.
You had snaps from the fullback position from Roberts and Ferentz and Watson and Tomlinson. How hard is it for those guys to take on an additional responsibility in the offense like that?
I mean, I think you just do it out there on the practice field and you show the coaches that you have confidence in doing it. You can go out there and execute it. So it's not that hard for those guys. I think we have a bunch of smart and dependable football players and do whatever the coaches need them to do. So I don't think it's too hard for those guys.
Damien Harris got his first 4 career carries last night. And I know we talked about this in the last couple of weeks or so, but kind of similar to your rookie year where you never really knew when you were going to get that opportunity. Is that something – it's got to be challenging, though, for a guy, both you then and for Damien Harris now, probably thinking, you know, I could probably help the offense a little bit more, but just not knowing when your number's going to be called.
It's definitely not easy. I mean – we conversate all the time. I always tell him I was in the same boat, pretty much the exact same boat as him, and just practice hard and, you know, show the coach that you're studying up on everything and that you're in shape. Just do whatever you can because you never know when that opportunity may call, whether somebody goes down or whether they just think your time is now. So, I mean, he'll just keep working, and I know he'll be ready whenever his time comes.
I was watching college football Saturday.
Oh, boy. Dale, come on. Come on.
I mean, I'll say this. That's as big a win as Illinois' had in 25 years.
Ever. Yeah.
But for Wisconsin, it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to them, man. They they played well. We didn't, and they capitalized on it for sure. So it's a huge win for them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.